Hello and welcome again to PCP. It's PCP 376 and it's good to be back. And you're thinking, good to be back? Where's he been? He's been around? No, well, I haven't been around actually, because most of the last of the PCPs have been pre-recorded because I've been getting ready to move house. And I'm in my new house. I'm in the new podcasting house, the new studio. It is slightly smaller than the other one, but the sun is streaming in. It's a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. And I'm here with 10 tracks of fantastic music for you. Hope you enjoy them. Let's get started with this one. This is Libra, Morning Traffic. Fine piece of drum and bass there, I thought there. That was Morning Traffic by Libra. You can find Libra at libra.gemendo.net, which is where you'll find all the Gemendo blogs these days. Rather good stuff. From Lublin in Poland. As I said, Gotti from Gemendo. Marvellous, marvellous stuff. Really enjoyed that. Sometimes, you know, drum and bass can sound a bit repetitive, but I thought the sounds on there were very, very good indeed. The drums particularly sounded very, very alive and very, very good. So I played it for you. I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, so as I said, I've moved house. We're now thoroughly ensconced in new podcast house. It's rather different. It's different. It seems strange actually to be in a different studio, because I mean I do actually record all over the place, but it seems strange to have my kit in this new house, and it's a little bit echoey because we've got wooden floors and stuff. And whereas before I was in a carpeted room, so if it does echo a little bit, I do apologise. I'm going to have to sort of find some sort of soft furnishing somewhere to make it say a little bit less. But it sounds reasonably okay so far. So yeah, it's been very interesting to get ourselves together. I finally got myself moved in, and I've got some fantastic tracks coming up for you. In fact, I've got most of the tracks for the rest of the year already planned, and there's some fantastic things out there to play. Oh yes, there are. And you're going to enjoy them, I hope. Anyway, I hope you're going to enjoy them. Let's move on. This is an album I've been trying to get a hold of. I've got a hold of it a while ago, but I've been trying to get permission to play for you for a while. This is Delhi to Dublin. They're a band that are based out of Canada. You can find them at delhitodublin.com. That's Delhi, the letters, to the number, Dublin, the letters, .com. And this is a track called The Evolution, featuring Oka, or OKA. Get ready for your air didgeridoos. This is the Delhi to Dublin's Down Under mix.
Thank you.
It's been far too long since there's been some didgeridoo on here, PCP, but that was that set things right, I think, rather wonderfully. So what do you get there? You got sort of Bangra beats, you got sort of Dublin, you got sort of didgeridoo. It's real world music, if whatever that is. But it's fantastic stuff. The Evolution was the title of the track, featuring Oka. Get that album, or the EP, well, it's called the Delhi to Dubland EP. You can get it from Bandcamp. So go over to delhitodublin.bandcamp.com and buy it. I think it's only about $5 US or $5 Canadian. It's absolutely nothing, and it's a really good album, worth getting your ears around. Very, very good indeed. Very, very good indeed. Now, I do love it when I get recommendations from you there, dear listener. So if you have a recommendation you want to send me, then please do. I got one from Jeremy a short while ago, Jeremy Kane, who said he's been a fan of PCP and PCP 2. My God, anybody still listen to PCP 2? And he's recommended a band called Mutate Now. They're an electronic punk band, seem inspired by Devo and Church of the Subgenius. I've never heard of Church of the Subgenius, but I have heard of Devo, of course, because I'm very, very old. They're from Marlow in Germany. Got this from Jamendo. Check this out. This is Mutate Now by Mutate Now. Mutate Now there by Mutate Now from Marlow in Germany. You can find them at mutatenow.bandcamp.com, which is where that particular album and various other ones are available for free, or from Jamendo, of course, the other great resource for free music. And if you get this free music and you do like it, then go and say hello to the band and say thank you very much for hearing it, for letting them put it up on the web for you for free, because it's really, really good stuff. I enjoyed that, nice and different. I haven't played this one like that for a while, and it's very, very good. So big thank you indeed to Jeremy for sending that track on to me. And if you have a recommendation, as I said, send it on to me as well. Here's a rather, what I would generally refer to as a fragile piece of music by Coney Island Sound, who are not from Coney Island. They're actually from Hull. Hull in England. Aye, lad. Coney Island Sound, and a track called Introducing Mr. Kellogg. Thank you. That was a bit different, wasn't it? That was Coney Island Sound. You can find them at regularbeat.com/coneyislandsound.html. From Hull in England. As I said, got that from Regular Beat Recordings. Interesting stuff. I think that comes from an album of music recorded in a bedroom. Not exactly a surprise there, but very good it was too. I rather enjoyed it. Sometimes you get some fantastic stuff that comes out of bedrooms. Yes, best less said about that, the better, really, isn't it? Yeah, let's move on. there's a new album, one, a couple of new albums out. They're probably actually reworkings of old albums by Messiah and Dread, and I haven't played any Messiah and Dread for a while, unless, of course, you listened to yesterday's Dub Zone, which featured a track. This is another one from him. It's called Musical Meditations. You can find Messiah and Dread at messiahanddread.dubroom.org. Dubroom.org is his whole ting. Drachten in the Netherlands is where you'll find him, and I picked this up from Jamendo. Get ready to dub. Marvellous. Musical Meditations by Messiah and Dread. Find it at messiahanddread.dubroom.org, as I said, and I'll pick that up from Jamendo. Really, really worth a listen to. It's a while since I've played any Messiah and Dread. I've featured fairly heavily in the very early Dub Zones, and I haven't actually heard an awful lot of him recently, so it's good to have him back. He's got a very different distinctive style, which I really rather like. So, good. Hope you liked it. I did. Right. Just spotted something rather amusing about this new podcasting setup here. Where was before, our house was sort of tucked away a little bit, and I was on the first floor in the study, and I had I was facing away from the window, and nobody could actually see me, so I was just sort of basically talking to myself. In the new configuration here at New Podcasting House, I'm on the ground floor, and I'm looking out at the street. And there's various people walking past, sort of walking their dogs, and there's this strange bloke here, sort of staring at his computer. I've got my hat on, and the reason I've got my hat on is this, I haven't got any blinds up at the window yet, and the sun is streaming through right into my face. So I've got a sort of one of my eponymous silly hats that the codger always wears, and of course I'm talking into a microphone, and they're sort of looking and then doing a double take to say, "What the hell is going on in there?" Well, it's a world-class podcast, my dear listener. World-class podcast. Perhaps I should invite somebody in for a conversation. Perhaps not. Let's move on. This is A Hand Leading. That's the title of the track, by Gruner Music, featuring Touden. Some Japanese, just marvellous stuff. Gruner Music are based in Germany. Touden is obviously based in Japan. And the music is just delightful. Sit back and relax.
Thank you.
I love that stuff. That's Groony Music featuring Toadhen. Find them at gemeno.com. It's the only place I can actually find them, I think. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Just very, very different, and I do hope you enjoyed that. Right, some more tracks coming out. There's a new album out on LCL. It's by Volfonic. I'm not going to play a track for you here today. I'm going to play a track for you next week. But LCL has been kicking out some really, really good stuff recently. So here's a track called Turkey by Brandy Alexander, the Brandy Alexander Project, and Lapse. They're based in London. You can find them on myspace.com/Brandy Alexander Project. This is some really interesting stuff, and well worth checking out the LCL record label at lclweb.org. So check out this one, and then if you do like what you hear, then come back next week for some more Volfonic. If you can't wait, go back to the Dub Zone, as of yesterday. I can't remember what number it was, but it was damn good stuff. Check it out. Really, really good music. Yeah.
birçok kültür görebilirsiniz. Çünkü Osmanlı yıllardır birçok kültür birlikte yaşamışlardı. O yüzden farklı farklı yaşam tarzları görülebilir Türkiye'de. Türkler ve Yunanlar birçok ortak özelliklere sahiptir. Mesela onların Sirtaki ya da Türk efelerinin oyunu, Zeybek oyunu ya da Cacık, Baklava, Rakı. Bunlar iki milletin ortak kullandıkları şeylerdir. Biz onların bizden çaldığını söylüyoruz. Onlar da onların bizden çaldıklarını söylüyorlar.
Some found sounds there mixed in with some rather interesting music. That was the Brandy Alexander Project featuring Laps. As I said, myspace.com/Brandy Alexander Project is where you'll find them. Check it out on the excellent LCL record label. And as I said, come back next week for some more Volcphonic from LCL. Also come back next week for another track from my stable. My Angel Dust record label has just released a new album. It came out a couple of days ago. It's by Corti. He's another artist based in Rennes in France. He's actually a friend of Dubology, who was our second release, I think it was, on Angel Dust Records. This is our fifth release, and he's got some fantastic collaborations in a very different reggae raga style from the previous other ones, but some good stuff. Played him on various dub zones before, so go check that out. And next week, I'll give you a track. And if you can't wait, go and download the album. AngelDustRecords.com is where you'll find it. Good stuff. What should we have next? There's something from the Congo. This is Franco Luambo Macchiardi and the Teapok Jazz Orchestra. Or Teapok Jazz Band, I suppose. Tres Impoli. Or should that be Tre Impoli?
Salaka bongo, bona nino salaka bongo bongo. Okolo balikambo yo talasimate, okolo balikambo yo banga batote. Bona nino salaka très impudique, okoko tananda kwa bato oyoka sonite. Bona nino salaka bongo.
Osalaka na yo tres polie, Osalaka na yo tres polie, Osalaka na yo tres polie, Boninho,
Boninho salaka bongo, Okokota nanda kwa bato beta porte terre, Olekani direct na chambre à coucher. Bona nino salaka très impoli. Bona nino salaka bongo. Osukoli monokoto lingi osolo la yona motoi. Bona nino salaka mal levé.
Osalaka na yo très impoli. Osalaka na yo très impoli. Osalaka na yo très impoli.
Bango yo Mokonzi atio mokonzi oligiki mokonzi Pona nini ozalanga maleduke Pona nini osalanga bongoye
Ozalanga na yo très poli Ozalanga na yo très poli
Now, if that didn't get you dancing in your seat, or at least swaying gently, there's something seriously wrong with you. That was Therese Mpoli by Franco Luambo Macchiari and the Teapot Jazz from the Congo. Excellent stuff. You can find out more about them at francorestored.blogspot.com. I believe Franco may no longer be with us, and I think they're trying to get a hold of various records and restore them. I got that from Iota Promenade, so if you like it, you can download this particular album for free. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful stuff. So where have we been? We've been to Lublin in Poland, Canada, Germany, Hull, Drachten in the Netherlands, Germany again, London, now the Congo. Let's go to Bogota. Yes, Bogota. This is I, Ana Cristia, and a track called You Go Home. Well, not yet. One more track, okay? Yeah. and you can find them at myspace.com/ChrisjaReggae. That's C-R-I-S-J-A-H Reggae. You Go Home was the title of the track. As I said, they come from Bogota, and you can get them from Jamendo. I rather like that. Very, very nice indeed. Now, what am I doing this week? Well, this week I am off to see Mr. Cutler, actually. I'm going to see Mr. Clithers during the day and then Mr. Cutler in the evening, possibly seeing Stuart and Sierra Morrison as well, at a gig. It's not my usual gig, actually. I got a bit of a sort of Zappa retrospective. I think I might have mentioned this before. Really into some Zappa stuff, and there's a very interesting track next week that's influenced by Zappa. Zappa meets dubstep. Yeah, that's going to get you interested, isn't it? Yeah, come back for that next week. That might be dubstep. But in the meantime, I'm going to be going off to see Dweezil Zappa, the son of Frank, play some of his music, some of Frank's music, that is. And I'm looking forward to it, because Mr. Cutler and certainly I think Stuart Morrison also are big Zappa fans. So they've been sort of getting me into the music. It's been very interesting, actually. I've read his autobiography as well. I got quite into the man. Very strange bloke, but very, very interesting music, of course. And if we, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today. I wouldn't be where I am today without music like that. So, good stuff. Speaking of which, let's have something completely different. What would John Peel do at this point? He'd probably play some breakcore. Let's do that. This is Rocket Fuel 27 by Omega Sir from Glasgow. You can find him at soundcloud.com/OmegaSir from NKS International Records. And I didn't put the link in the notes here, and I will do before the show goes out. So if you want to know where the link is, go to NKS International from the website, which is petecogle.com. Look for PCP 376. And I hope you enjoy this particular track. Until then, see you soon.
We're the first explorers of the actual future.
I'm going into the future.
You don't know what you're saying. You're going to be.
No, I must.
your time to intercept it with your rocket.
We're the first explorers of the actual future.